Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good morning and God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live this morning. And I want to let you know this is the day that God has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God is doing in the land we live in. Amen. And if you don't know, let me tell you something. He woke you up this morning. Guess what? You have a reason of a praise upon your lips on this morning. My God, I'm telling you that God is working mightily in the lives of our people. And today is no other day but a day that God has made. Well, let me get started by saying, first of all, I want to thank everyone, amen, that's been giving us the support since we have launched out and lived in trust in God, amen. Let me tell you something. God has truly been a blessing in the lives of all those that's been a part of the ministry, amen. And furthermore, I want to thank and give a little shout-out, if I may, to Citywide Church of God in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, for their excellent, they've been just working and supporting the ministry. And let me tell you, I know God's going to bless each and every one of you. You know, a lot of times when we're going through, amen, it's hard to see, praise God, you know, how God's working things out, especially when you're in the middle of a storm or in the middle of a battle. You know, and that reminds me, praise God, that we have to put on the full armor of God, amen. We have to wear the full armor of God, praise God, because I'm going to tell you something. The enemy, yeah, he's going to fight us. Yeah, he's going to come in. But guess what? I want to let you know, so I got some good news, that we, amen, we are victors. We're not the victims, amen. Also, I want to mention, amen, praise God, that on today we want to continue to keep the families that lost their loved ones recently, praise God, in regards to this horrific shooting out there in California. And you know something? We know that God's able, amen, to work things out for those families. And now I want to just talk to you today, if you don't mind, about a particular topic, amen. I was hoping to bring in a couple of sisters from Bay's Kitchen this morning, amen, so they could share about their soul food restaurant. But maybe I can bring them in sometime this week if I have a chance to, if not, they're traveling schedule for next week. But let me talk about their kitchen, if you don't mind, praise God. Bay's Kitchen is a soul food restaurant that's operated in the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey, amen. The owners are Lakeisha Hardy and her sister, Linda Hardy Gilman, amen. And the first time I had met these sisters and had literally tried the soul food, I was hooked. You know how they say you hook, line, and sinker? Yeah, I was hooked. The food is so delicious, the scrumptious. I mean, they had some recipes that was handed down from grandma, the auntie, and the cakes and pies. My goodness, I tell you, and the collard greens and the fish, the different type of fish, tilapia, whitings. I'm talking about, oh my goodness, the chicken, and they don't believe in using certain meats like pork. They believe in having a healthy menu, amen. But they do have seafood, canned yam, potato salad. Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on. I was hoping that they would have came on today, but nonetheless, I want to talk to you, if I may, amen, on whatever God gives me to give you on this morning. Praise God. My concern today is about our youth. My concern today is that our youth, amen, need to continue this to grab hold of God's unchanging hand. His love doesn't change, praise God. And the Lord has showed me, and I believe truly, that the youth are going to be the ones, amen, that's going to make a difference, amen. So we need to give them more responsibility. I know they have to go to school. I know they have sports. And I know that the world is trying to cram up their whole schedule, but we have to make room for God. Somebody heard that saying? We need to make room for God. It is so important that we have room by our Lord and Savior, that we can grow together, mature, flourish together. But listen here, I want to also say to you this morning that we were talking about yesterday about fasting, praise God. We're talking about fasting, how essential fasting is, and why we should fast, and also not only why we should fast, but why and what we should do in fasting, praise God. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little bit more about that, amen, because I believe, praise God, that that's somewhere where we need to be. So on today, if you don't matter, we spoke about yesterday, what is the purpose of fasting, amen? What was the purpose of fasting, praise God? And today I want to talk about how long should we fast, and I may have a little time to tap into, amen, what happens during a fast, amen, what happens during a fast. I think we're going to go ahead and just change the phone to get in line. Amen. I want to make sure that everybody that's here, that somebody get this word on today. My goodness. I'm telling you. I know that God is able. How many of you know God is able? Amen. Want to get in the phone together? I tell you. Look here. I know every time I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my heart cries, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Amen. It's so good to be back doing the radio broadcast. You know, now that I've been working, amen, we have to take change time around. I might have to change it around, amen, so that we can still be able to praise God, be able to
a time that everybody would be able to access the show. Amen. So if you don't mind, beloved, let's go ahead and start by praying. Father, we thank you on today for your word. We thank you, Lord, for guidance and direction and understanding. Lord, that this word will fall into good ground, Lord, and that it will be rooted and grow and continue to nourish, and this be a blessing to you as well to the body and those out there in this world. Father, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, I come to a question now of choosing a length of time to fast. You know, and a lot of times we don't begin with a very long fast for those that are beginners. You know, you can't begin with a week or 2 week fast or a 40-day fast. Some people can do that, and they will achieve it. But, you know, to be realistic, we find it's better to start climbing a ladder from the bottom, you know, step by step. And so here's the problem. If you start with too long a period and don't achieve it, then you feel defeated. And I don't want you to feel defeated, amen. You may give up and never try again. But one important thing is that I would suggest that normally it's better for you to begin at the bottom of the ladder and climb towards the top, amen. And what Pastor really is saying is that if you're not familiar with fasting, then you don't really feel equal to be able to conquer or even to do or take on the big test. I would say begin by omitting the last meal of the day. If you normally would eat, say, about 6 or 6:30 p.m. and don't have any snacks afterwards until breakfast, the next morning, then you actually fasted from lunchtime to breakfast time, see, which is about 18 hours. Now, if you think about that, that's 18 hours. That's quite a substantial period to be without food, but by only missing one meal. That way, you achieve a real fast without too drastic of a change in your life. And to be quite frank, you know, and this is a way to pattern yourself to take on a greater objective later on. See, but you have to be able to submit yourself and commit yourself and discipline your flesh, you know, because, see, if you can succeed in this right there, amen, the next time you may want to skip the last two meals, say, for example, from noon meal and the evening meal, amen, and you don't eat nothing to breakfast, then guess what? You actually have fasted for 24 hours without food, then when you begin to feel like a real soldier, Come on, somebody. You could omit all three meals for one day, and you would have fasted from supper the previous night until breakfast the next day, about 36 hours. Here's one thing I want to say. Once you have achieved that and know you can do this, then I think it's time to seek the Lord as to whether he wants you to go on a longer fast. Again, I would advise you, though, not to take too big a step at the first time you do this. Amen. If you're not, if you have not been fasting, don't leap in there like that, all right? Take 2 or 3 days or a week. If you spend a week fasting, that will probably have a substantial effect on your course of life. If you looking back on my career, amen, in ministry, I believe that if I had not practiced fasting many years ago, I would not even be able to do it today. I probably wouldn't even be here today or be where I'm at today, amen. But I believe that fasting in many ways has settled the course in my life and the way I should take it. You know, because I've been through some things, some obstacles. I've been through some situations, some fasting, had to come in there, some praying, had to be a part of that, amen. But I know one thing for sure, praise God, is that I have to always come back, amen, to the scripture, okay? And God, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In Hebrews 11:6, I say that not only the basis of the scripture, but the basis of personal experience. So, you know, if you want to get closer to God, like we spoke yesterday, become more intimate, direction, praying for our family, whatever it may be that we are seeking God to do, you know, God said that he is the rewarder of them that diligently, that word diligently, seek him, earnestly seek him. I mean, you're not just doing it occasionally, but you are diligently seeking them. Amen. In the Bible, there's quite a number of people who fasted for 40 days, and I know a good many people who are alive who have fasted for as long as 40 days. But I don't believe that it is wise to make that length of time for your main objective. It isn't really as important how long you fast, amen, as that you fast in the will of God, amen, so that your motives are right and that you get the benefits that should be yours from fasting. So to sum everything up, I suggest that you begin on a small scale and gradually increase the length of your fast, amen. I want to talk about what happens during a fast, what's going on during your fast, you know, because a lot of things happen, amen. Folks come to work, and for some reason, the day that you decide to fast, someone comes to work with a big catering of food and or cake, and it's like some kind of food celebration going on the time that you're fasting, or, you know, you forget that you're on the fast and you slip up and eat a piece of food, you know. And I know about that because I've been there. I already spoken about your mental attitude, which is probably the most important thing in fasting. Your mental attitude is the most important thing in fasting. You know, let's talk about what happens, though, during your fast. This is an important section of our study on today because there are a number of things I would like to suggest to you, okay? On a practical level, one important thing to do is to guard against constipation. Yeah, Pastor said that, constipation. If you know you are going to fast, make your last meal or two something that will prevent you from becoming constipated. Everyone has his own particular way of arranging for that, but some obvious things you can do are to eat more than unusual amount of fruit, salad, some fruit juice, or maybe a type of bran cereal. Let me say that again. You can eat an unusual amount of fruit, salad, fruit juice, or maybe a type of bran cereal. That's something you can settle for yourself. But it's a detail that you ought to take into consideration, okay? Now, during a fast, I also strongly recommend that you take extra time for Bible reading and prayer. I always tell my members, and I always tell folks, take prayer, reading the Bible, and fasting. These are three elements that have to be together, that have to come together, because I believe that God designed it to be this way, you know. And but put the Bible reading first, because in my opinion, it's wise to make it a practice not to pray without first reading your Bible. When you read your Bible, it anoints your spirit, and it gets your mind, check this out, it gets your mind in line with God's thoughts. Come on, somebody. Your prayer will normally be much more effective and focused after Bible reading. You got that? Amen. So if you are just fasting a couple of meals, you may feel that you do not have much time. But after all, you have the time you would normally have spent preparing and consuming two meals. Offer that time to the Lord. At least spend that time specifically reading the Bible and prayer. See, we have a lot of excuses why, well, we don't get time. But like I said, if you have time to prepare the meal, you got time to read your Bible. You got time to pray, you can pray. Amen. So you got to understand this is a way of being strategically smart spiritually. Amen. Second, guard against spiritual attack. You have to guard against spiritual attack. See, the real sacrifice and fasting is not going without the food. Rather, it is the fact that when you really begin to see God, pray and fast, guess what? For something that really matters, Satan is going to turn extra spiritual forces loose against you. So you don't want to hear that. I'm going to tell you, though, you might find that strange oppressions begin to come over you, doubt, fear, or even loneliness, you know. But you may somehow feel yourself in a dark place, or you may lose some of the usual feelings of joy, peace, and happiness that you normally have as a Christian. But I want you to know something. Don't get worried if that happens. I'm going to say it again. Don't get worried if this happens, you know, beloved. Let me tell you why. In fact, it's a kind of a backhanded compliment from the devil. Oh, you didn't get that. Let me say it again. It's like a backhanded compliment from the devil. It means that you are worrying him, and he's out to prevent you from achieving your objectives. Come on, somebody. That means that, see, when you're about to do something that's going to impact your life and someone else's life, the enemy's going to do everything he can to try to stop it. But don't yield to these emotions. Don't let feelings, don't let your feelings dictate to you. Don't let them dictate to you. You can't go by the feelings, baby. You got to bear in mind that the great basic truth of the Word of God, God is on your side. Amen. God loves you, and he is the rewarder. Come on, somebody, of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 and 6. I'm giving it to you again. That same scripture. See, that same scripture is going to echo throughout this study. Why? Because, see, you need to understand, beloved, that God understands everything that you're going through before you went through it. Amen. And see, the enemy, he thinks he can prevent you from getting to that place that God wants you to be at. Amen. But see, as you continually, diligently seek God, something's about to change. Something's about to happen. Why? Because this is true. Whether you feel it or not, don't let feelings turn you away. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to put a hyphen on there, exclamation point. Don't let your feelings turn you away. Here's another caution I would like to give you to avoid religious obstination. In other words, I think we should look at Matthew 6 and 16. You got your Bible, your Bible scholars out there, Matthew 6 and 16. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Don't put on a religious act. Don't let everybody know that you are fasting. Some people will have to know, but you don't make a show of it. Amen. Don't make a show of it. Don't make a display of it. Do it as quietly and as, I would like to say, unrevealing as possible. Amen. And I want to say, generally speaking, when you are able to carry on your normal day and duties and activities. My wife once went on a prolonged fast over 4 weeks when we lived in London. And see, here's the thing. I'm talking about a friend, a man of God, his wife and them. They lived in London, amen. And here's the thing of what happened to them. I want to tell their story. During all that time, they prepared all the meals for the family and always sat at the table. They didn't eat, but they sat at the table. And she did not eat one bit. I'm trying to tell you something. She did not eat one bit. Neither did she give up any of her other normal domestic activities. About that same time, The pastor had fasted for more than 3 weeks and still carried on normal activities during that period, amen. And we used to hold 5 indoor meetings and 3 open-air meetings in our church every week. That's what the pastor had did at that particular time. And they conducted and preached in every one of them. And normally speaking, with a few exceptions, fasting does not prevent you from doing the things you would ordinarily be doing. In fact, after a while, you may be able, amen, to do them much better when you first were, before you started fasting, than you were when you were eating, amen. So I'd like to just caution you, amen, to make a show, not to make a show of your fasting. Do not make a show of your fast. Just carry on your normal activities as much as possible. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you. I hope you're getting something on there tonight. Amen. And I see that we have, praise God, about another 8 minutes and counting. Praise God. So, if you don't mind, I want to just speak on something real quick. Praise God. About, amen, unpleasant physical reactions. That's our topic on tomorrow. Unpleasant physical reactions. Praise God. Y'all need to understand that we're going to go through a series of things, but we tapped on what is the purpose of fasting. Amen. We talked about, amen, praise God, hallelujah, concerning what do we do during our fasting. Amen. How long should we fast? Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, this is a time that we need to just fall in place. He who guards his lips guards his soul, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. Amen. The inspired word offers us to teach us, amen, as God's children, the fear of the Lord. And see, one of the things is this here. I heard in the Bible, praise God, amen, that it says that, come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Amen. So on, with that being said, praise God, I want you to understand that there's something about the tongue. Amen. There's something about that mouth. Amen. And the fear of the Lord. Amen. Watch this here. I want to say this here. Where was I at? Amen. Okay, praise God. When the scripture offers to teach us the fear of the Lord, it is offering us something of infinite value and worth. By implication, the psalmist said here that life and money, and many good days go with the fear of the Lord. Can I say it again? I said, David, the psalmist said that life and many good days go with the fear of the Lord. Amen. See, in scripture, life and its fullness and the fear of the Lord are always associated together. The measure in which we have the fear of the Lord is the measure in which we enjoy true life. Father, Lord, we thank you for today, for the word, amen, for the scripture on today. We thank you for the teaching on today. Lord, that this word has inspired and has motivated and activated someone, Father, in the name of Jesus, to go on to know how to fast and when to fast and what to fast about. Lord, that they would consume not only time to pray but read your word as well, that they may continue to grow as a good steward, Father. And we just give you the praise and honor on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, beloved, if you would like to be a blessing to the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministries, you can go to our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. Look on our website, praise God, and you will see a tab that says donations. You can become a one-time donation, or you can become a donation partner, ministry partner, amen, where you can just send a love seed every month, or you can just support us one time only. But you will be led to go to our PayPal account, amen, where you'll be able to leave your love donations there, amen. Also, if you get an opportunity, go ahead and visit our website. We have many things going on as we are ramping and redoing the website as far as doing updates on different events and news and bulletins. We are just excited about what God is doing at Citywide Church of God. This is an extension of the ministry, amen. We're just so awesome and awesomely excited about what God is doing. That I don't even sound wrong. That don't even sound politically correct, amen. I'm a little tongue-twisted this morning, but I meant to say that we are awesome about what God is doing, and we're excited about how things are going. And let me tell you, well, I'm just looking for God to move mightily in the lives of his people, especially now. I believe that there's a great revival that's about to break out, even as we're coming into the new year, 2016. Beloved, y'all better get ready. I believe that there's a revival that's about to hit the land like never before. That revival on the inside, people are going to get revived, and, I mean, communities are going to be revived, amen. And, you know, we are about to step out and praying and fasting and believing God, amen, even to go out there and feed some families that have been pretty much, they're homeless, they're living by the Delaware River, amen. We're going to talk more about that as we get ready to do Operation Rescue, amen. So y'all get ready. God's going to really move in a mighty way. Listen, if you need prayer, amen, you can also just email us, praise God, leave your prayer request at info@citywidecog.org, amen. Or if you are out there, you don't know Christ, and you'd like to make Christ your personal Savior, just say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God that died for my sins, and you was raised on the third day, and you sit on the right-hand side of the Father. Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I turn from my wicked ways, and this day I receive you and accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you said that prayer, I want to welcome you into the body of Christ, amen, to the family. And I want you to know that if you would just go ahead and email me, PastorThompson@citywidecog.org, I would love to send you some information to help you to take this walk, to encourage you, amen. And also, if you don't have a church, praise God, keep you under watch care. Listen, beloved, we love you so much, and we're excited what God's doing. We can't wait to get back with you. We ask that you just continue, Lord, let's have your way in our lives, Father. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Andre Thompson from Citywide Church of God. God loves you, and so do we. Stay encouraged, beloved, and understand one thing. You can go through that storm.